Almighty Father, tonight we ask for divine touch. Tonight we ask for a second touch. Tonight we ask for, oh God, for a renewal tonight in the name of Jesus. Let your grace fall upon us tonight. Let there be a revival in our midst. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. I want to sit down quickly. We are still going to pray. But before we pray, I want us to establish. In fact, tonight, before we pray, so that we will pray in understanding. Praise the Lord. I say, praise the Lord. Tonight, by the grace of God, we'll be looking at, or we'll be praying for an encounter. We'll be looking at a man with an encounter. A person that has an encounter with God. A man and a woman with an encounter. You know, you cannot have an encounter with God and remain the same. Praise the Lord. You cannot have an encounter with God and remain the same. You cannot have an encounter with God and still be who you are. You cannot have an encounter with God and still be that same man or that same woman. No. Every man, every woman that have an encounter with God, that is always a change, a transformation that do take place in the life of that person. Praise the Lord. When a man have an encounter with God, there is a transformation that take place in his or her life. Many are comfortable having an encounter with men of God, not with the God in the man. Praise the Lord. Many are comfortable in having an encounter with men of God. In fact, they are looking for men of God up and down to pray for them, men of God to prophesy for them. They are moving from churches to churches looking for men of God, but they are not looking for the God of the men. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So tonight, as we are here tonight, we are seeking for the God that anoints men. God that have an encounter with men. God that transform the lives of men. God that visit a man and the life never remain the same. That is whom we are seeking tonight. We didn't come to this place to seek a man, to look for a man, or to look for a man to prophesy for us, or to lay hand on us. No, we have come for God to lay hand on us. We have come to have an encounter with God. And tonight the Lord will visit you in the name of Jesus. I want you to understand that if what is leading you is not by God, you are not a son. Praise the Lord. If what is leading you is not by the Spirit of God, you are not being led by the Spirit of God. The Bible made us to understand that as many that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the what? The sons of God. So if you are not being led by the Spirit of God, you are not a son of God. Praise the Lord. Today, many are being led by carnality. Many are being led by the things of the world. Many are being led by the situation of the world. Many are being led by challenges. The men and women that have an encounter with God are people that are led by God. They are not led by the things of the world. Praise the Lord. So if the Spirit of God is not the one leading you, you are not his son. So that means you have not had an encounter with God. You have not had an encounter with him. You have not met God. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. People that meet God are men and women that have been led by God. They don't just take step anyhow. Situation doesn't be the one to direct their step. You know, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You know, as I was talking last Sunday, by the grace of God, there is something that I said that after the message, I was just brooding over it. I said, no, how many can really say in this place that maybe they leave the church because the man of God have sinned, because the man of God is no more preaching the truth. Maybe because the man of God is telling us lie. I know of a person, in fact, he used to tell me that, in fact, our pastor used to tell lie. And the man is still in that place, is still in that church. He will tell you, koro, that our pastor, don't mind him, he used to tell us lie. And he's still worshiping in that church. Praise the Lord. But how many of us today can really vividly say, because the people that are leading us are living in sin. Our pastor is telling us lie. Our pastor is living in sin. In fact, we don't have confidence in him any longer. That is why I left that place. Nobody can point any error in the life of his servant that is a sin that make him to leave. But if you watch, if you consider, you'll see that many are going out, but because of their carnal reason, they are not able to conform to the word of God. Maybe because some one person or the other offend them, that is what is giving the direction. If they are not being led by the Spirit of God, and such people are not the sons or the daughter of God. Praise the Lord. Because every man, every woman that is being born of God, listen to their father. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. So tonight, by the grace of God, we will listen to God for direction in Jesus' name. The situation of life, challenges of life, will not give us direction in the name of Jesus. Quickly, we'll just see some people that have an encounter with God. People that met with God. People that, in fact, that met one-on-one with God. And from that moment, their life never remained the same. Let's open to the book of Exodus 3 from verse 1. We talk about Moses. Moses is one man that have an encounter with God. Moses was born in Egypt. And at that moment, the king in Egypt, Pharaoh, has given a decree that every male child should be killed by the midwife. That if you discover that these Hebrews, if they want to put to bed or if they want to give birth, and you discover it's a male child, just kill that child. Praise the Lord. And the Spirit of God, the grace of God was upon the midwife, the fear of God was upon the midwife, that they could not kill the people or the children of the Jews. So Moses was born in such a time. And the mother kept Moses for about 3 months. To the extent that she could no longer keep Moses secretly, because the boy had begun to grow. You know, from 3 months, maybe the boy might shout and the Egyptian might hear that there is a baby in this house. Praise the Lord. And this boy was born at that moment, at that time, at that critical time. And the mother took him to the river with the help of the sister and dropped the boy in the basket by the riverside, and the sister in the corner watching what will happen to him. And at the end of the day, Pharaoh's daughter took Moses, we know the story very well, to the Pharaoh's house and rear him and bring him up. And one day, when Moses was straying about in the land of Egypt, he saw an Egyptian with Israelite or with Jews fighting, and he killed the Egyptian and buried him and set the Jew free. And the next day, he was also going out and met the Jews and the Jews fighting. I said, what are you both fighting? We are brethren. We're not supposed to fight. Praise the Lord. We are people that have the Spirit of God. We are not supposed to quarrel. We are not supposed to fight. Then he tried to settle the matter between them. And one of them said, who make you our judge? Who are you to divide us? You want to kill me the way you killed the other Egyptian? And for that moment, Moses said, "Oh, this thing I thought that is secret has been exposed. And if Pharaoh could hear about it, that means I'm no more safe in this land." Then Moses ran from the land of Egypt. Praise the Lord. That is how Moses, I went to go and end up in the hand of Jethro. As he began to keep the flocks of Jethro, one fateful day, he took the flocks to the bush. He was taking care of the flocks of animals, just like Agwe used to take care of cows. So he took the cows to the bush. As he went to the bush, in the book of Exodus chapter 3, he said, "Now Moses kept the flocks of Jethro, his father-in-law, the prince of Midian, and he led the flocks to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb." Or not to Moses. Moses didn't know that place is the mountain of God. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burned. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, here I am. And he said, draw not near thither. Put up thy shoe from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Praise the Lord. And moreover, he said, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Praise the Lord. I say, praise the Lord. So that was the place where Moses had an encounter with God. At this place in the Mount of Horeb, that moment, few minutes of an encounter with God transformed the life of Moses. If you read that word read throughout the verse, chapter 3 to chapter 4, you will discover that God gave Moses an assignment to go back to that Egypt that he ran away from, to deliver the children of Israel. It takes the grace of God, an encounter that Moses had with God at that moment that make Moses to be an extraordinary person. It was that encounter that transformed the life of Moses. Praise the Lord. So as a Christian, if you don't have an encounter with Jesus, you cannot stand in the test of time. You cannot actually be a true Christian. There are many people in the church today that don't have an encounter. They cannot give vivid accounts of how they gave their life to Christ, or how they come to other, how they came into the kingdom of God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It's not that I was tired with swaying up and down. I decided to join church. No. You must have an encounter. Praise the Lord. You discover that Moses have an encounter before God gave him a call. Many today are carrying call up and down. God coming without having an encounter with Jesus. Without having Jesus doesn't know them. They are not in the register of Jesus. But they are carrying call up and down. I pray the Lord will deliver us in Jesus' name. Another man that had an encounter with God, because of our time, I want us to just touch them little by little. In the book of Acts chapter 9. We know the stories very well. When Saul, that later become Paul, had an encounter with Jesus. Say, and Saul, yet breathing out threatening and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest and desire of him letter to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. And suddenly, there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and had a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the prince. And he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing a voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth, and when his eyes were opened, he saw no man. but they led him by the hand and brought him into Damascus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We saw that from this moment that Saul had this encounter, his life was transformed. This is a man that will be killing. A man that prepared from the house to go and bring the truth of God bound to Jerusalem. We heard that they are in Damascus. We are going there to go and bring them bound, to persecute them, to infer, to make sure that they don't preach on that name. Along the way, he had an encounter with Jesus. And from that moment, he asked, what do you have me do? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And God gave him the vision, the purpose, why he brought him to the earth. God gave him, the reason why he was born. I saw you that you have a zeal, but you are not generating zeal according to the purpose that make me to create you. And God allowed him to follow his will. And God show him a new plan, show him a new vision. And from that day onward, no matter the persecution that Saul passed through, in fact, he never gave up. Why? Because he will always say that I remember that day. Praise the Lord. Whatever is passing through, he will always make a reference to the day he met with the Lord. I remember that day that I was on my way to Damascus and see what happened to me. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So from that day, he never denied the encounter. He never forget the encounter. No matter what, he go to prison or is he beaten or whatever they might do to him, he never denied the encounter. That never changed his mind. That never changed his following Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So brethren, we need to make sure that we are very careful of the encounter that we have with Jesus. It takes a man of an encounter to be able to stand in the midst of temptation. It takes a man of an encounter to be able to stand in the midst of temptation. If you have not met with Jesus, if you have not had an encounter with Jesus, if you are not born again, not just by mouth, in fact, practical born again, that this person actually met with Jesus, in fact, you cannot be able to stand in the days of temptation. The trials in the land will sweep you off. There are many, you know, people thought that Christianity is for butter and bread. That when things are okay, in fact, I'm jumping up, I'm a Christian. When I have no food to eat, then I can backslide. I can go and look for food. No. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. One thing that men doesn't understand is that any man that is waiting, maybe the Lord is calling you and you are telling God, my God, wait until I have money to do this on that before I answer your call. That person will never get that thing done. Praise the Lord. Maybe you say, I need money to establish business. Then when I establish business finish and the business is booming, then, Lord, I cannot come and follow you. You will stay in long queue. That business will never come. Because you are not the one that will decide for God. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you ask men and women that have an encounter with Jesus, they enter into the God without nothing. Most of them enter the God without thinking what they will eat. Most of them take the decision, if I perish, I perish. And the people never perish. God made a way for them. God provide for them. But if you are waiting until you are telling God condition, you are giving God condition until in fact all these things are in place before I answer your call, you will wait until your teeth will be falling from your mouth. In fact, you cannot be able to carry out the God's call. He will not answer your prayers. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. So brethren, if you have an encounter with Jesus, you can be able to stand in terms of temptation or the storms of life. A place of encounter is a place of openness. A place of encounter is a place of openness whereby you say, Lord, this is who I am. Praise the Lord. There is no secrets. you expose yourself. You tell God your weakness. You tell God your inabilities. You tell God it is who I am. And God knows you. Praise the Lord. He knows your ability. He knows what you can do and what you cannot do. A place of encounter is a place where there is no shame. Praise the Lord. It's a place where there is no shame. You don't need to be ashamed. You expose yourself. You open up yourself unto God. Divine encounter does not come with notice. Praise the Lord. Divine encounter does not come with what? Notice. The Lord will not first of all come and give you note that, my son, I'm coming tomorrow. No. Suddenly, as soon as you make up your mind, or as soon as you step in, you will be surprised the way the Lord will transform your life. Praise the Lord. Another thing I want us to also note is that it is possible for a man to begin as a disciple and at the end of the day end up in the flesh. If you don't take the place of encounter serious, you can end up very serious, very zealous. And if you don't keep on the fire, you can end up in the flesh. Let's see the book of John chapter 20 as we begin to pray. I pray it will not be our portion in Jesus' name. Many start well, but their ending, but it was very shameful. In the book of John 20, I read from verse 19. Said then, the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. Thomas, where have you gone now? The other disciples therefore said unto him, they said unto Thomas, we have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, except I shall see in his hands the prints of the nails, and put my finger into the prints of the nails, and thrust my hand into the side, I will not believe. Praise the Lord. When Jesus came into the house and met the 10 disciples, because they were 12 and Judah and himself remaining 11. And at the time Jesus came into the house, it's now remaining 10, because at that time Thomas has gone out. Nobody could tell where Thomas went to at that time. When Jesus came to have an encounter with the 10 that were in the room, because they gathered in the room because of the fear of the Jews. Praise the Lord. And when Jesus came in, he said, peace be unto you. Praise the Lord. And he breathed upon them. He showed him his side. He showed them his side. He showed them his hands. And they saw and they were glad. They know that in fact this is the Lord. And they were happy. But Thomas was not there. In fact, from that moment, the name Thomas, in fact, they removed his name. The other people, they didn't mention their name. They called them disciples. But Thomas' name was mentioned alone. Why? Because at that time, he was not among the disciples. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. he sneaked out of the midst of the disciples. Nobody knew what Thomas went to go and do at that time. There are many today that are sneaking out in the midst of discipleship. You are discipling people, but they are sneaking out to do their own business, to do their own things. They are not following the teaching of the master. At that time, Thomas was out of the midst of the disciples. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. I hope we are understanding what I'm talking about. So Thomas was not in their midst. And when Thomas came back and they told Thomas that this is an encounter that we have. We have an encounter with Jesus. The Lord breathed upon us the breath of the Holy Ghost, and we received the power of the Holy Ghost. And Thomas said, until I pierce my hands through the hands and to the side, I will not believe. At that time, doubt has entered the heart of Thomas. Many today that are not following suit. Many today that are not following bumper to bumper the teachings of the Lord. Like, it's always a moment of doubt. There might be a moment of doubt in their lives because they might not know what the Spirit is saying in some hours or sometimes. They might not understand. So that there might be a moment of doubt in their hearts. They can doubt the message. They can doubt the prophecy, the instruction. Because they were not available when the teaching was going on. Many today are not available in discipleship. Praise the Lord. I say praise the Lord. So Thomas doubts. But thank God that Jesus came back for Thomas. Praise the Lord. In verse 26, he said, and after 8 days, imagine Thomas was leader for 8 days. Thomas was living in unbelief for 8 days. That 8 days could be very dangerous. That 8 days, it takes God's mercy for Thomas to be able to stay for that 8 days without Jesus. It takes the grace of God for Thomas to stay in that 8 days without the Holy Ghost. Because at that time, the 10 have received the Holy Ghost. But Thomas at that time has yet not the Holy Ghost. Praise the Lord. He stayed for that 8 days. After 8 days, before Jesus came back for him. Praise the Lord. What if Thomas died within that 8 days? What if nothing happened to Thomas within that 8 days? What could have happened? You could have even think that a brother has gone to be with the Lord, not knowing that at that moment there is a spirit of doubt in him at that period of time. Praise the Lord. But thank God for Jesus. I believe that in heaven, meeting was held and said that we cannot allow this one to just go like that. Let's see how to redeem him. That's why Jesus had to come back again for him. Praise the Lord. So after 8 days, again, the disciples were within and Thomas with them. They called them the other ones disciples and they measured his name different. Thomas was with them because at that time, he has question mark in his life. Thomas with them. Then came Jesus. He said, the doors being shut and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then said Jesus to Thomas, reach thither thy finger and behold my side, and reach thither thy finger and thrust into my side. Praise the Lord. Then reach thy fingers and behold my hands, and reach thy hands and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Praise the Lord. And Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me and thou hast believed, blessed are they that see not, that have not seen and yet believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believe ye might have life through and that believing ye might have life through his name. Praise the Lord. What am I trying to bring out in this place? Thank God that God hear the prayer of Thomas. Jesus hear the prayer of Thomas. It's not the will of God for anyone to backslide. Jesus is not happy. Jesus is not rejoicing when you are leaving him. In fact, that is the reason why he have to come back for Thomas alone. As he came back in the, when they are all together, and he said, Thomas, he came for only Thomas. Praise the Lord. At this time, he came for only Thomas. I don't know the situation of your life. I don't know what you are passing through. The Lord is coming for you. I said the Lord is coming for you. I said Jesus is coming for you. Maybe you are passing through the moment of that at this present. Maybe because of the way things are going on, because of the way things are happening in your life, you are beginning to doubt your salvation. The Lord is coming for you. I said the Lord is coming for you. In the name of Jesus. Jesus came for only Thomas. And said, Thomas, in fact, put your hands on my fingers. Put your hands in my side. And Thomas put his hand. Others only saw, but Thomas put his hand. Praise the Lord. Others only behold. Other disciples only behold. But Thomas, in fact, he feel it koro physically. He thrust in his hands. He put in his hands. And check his side and check his hand. And say, yes, now I have believed. My Lord and my God. Praise the Lord. The Lord will come for you. I said the Lord will come for you. In the name of Jesus. Wherever your name has been removed from the book of life, today the Lord will write your name in the book of life. There is a divine restoration coming to you. I said divine restoration is coming to you. Divine restoration is coming to you. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will restore you back. The Lord will restore you back. The Lord will restore you back. In the name of Jesus. So I want us to be on our feet as we begin to pray. And say, Father, come for me, I need you. Say, Lord, come for me, I need you. In fact, the Lord Jesus come for Thomas alone. And if he can come for Thomas, he will come for you. If he can come for Thomas, he will come for you. If he can come for Thomas, he will come for you. Yes, open your mouth and pray. That shows that if only you can cry unto God, he will answer you. If only you, but you can cry unto him, he will answer you. It's not waiting until you are 10, until you are 10 in number before he answer you. It's not waiting until you are 20 in number before he answer you. If only Thomas can call upon Jesus and he stay for 8 days and Jesus answer his prayer and call for him, he grant his request. In fact, he heard what he said. He did just come and said, Thomas, look at me. No. He came and said, Thomas, put your hand in my hands. Put your hand in my side. And Thomas do exactly what he said. The thing he asked is what the Lord grant him. He asked the Lord, I want to put my hand. He asked the Lord, I want to check the side. And the Lord appeared unto him and asked him to check the side. He said, Thomas, check my side. Thomas, check my hands. And Thomas said, my Lord, my God, he believed. It's better you have an encounter. It's better you have an encounter. He said, those things are written down, are written for us to believe. Yes. Without an encounter, you cannot defend your God. Thomas don't want to carry the God that, in fact, it was Peter that told me that Jesus appeared unto them. No. He want to have his personal encounter. It might be his error to go out at that time. But he decided that, Lord, I need a personal encounter with you. I believe that maybe Thomas was praying. For that 8 days, Thomas was praying. Thomas was interceding. And said, Lord, I need an encounter. You must come for me. And said, Lord, you must come for me. And said, Lord, you must come for me. And said, Lord, you must come for me. Open your mouth and pray. And say, Father, you must come for me. Jesus, I need a touch in my life. 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 Open your mouth and pray. Come for me, Jesus. Come for me, Jesus. Come for me, Jesus. Open your mouth and touch you, God. Come for me. Come for me. Enough of this weakness. Enough of this weakness. Enough of this tiredness. Lord, come for me. 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 Come for me. Come for me, Lord. Come for me again. Come for me. Come for me, Lord. Come for me again. Come for me. Come for me, Lord. Come for me again. Come for me. Come for me, Lord. Come for me again. If you can come for Peter, if you can come for Paul, if you can come for Thomas, Lord, come for me. Jesus, I need an encounter. I need a touch in my life. I cannot continue like this, oh God. Father, I cannot continue like this, oh God. Father, King of glory. Lord, my Father, increase my faith. Lord, strengthen me, oh God. I need an encounter. I don't want to start in the spirit and end up in the flesh. I don't want to start in the spirit and end up in the flesh. Yes, oh God. Father, I don't want to start as a disciple and end up as a Thomas. I don't want to start as a disciple and end up as a Thomas. Yes, oh God. Yes, oh God. Yes, oh God. Yes, oh God. I submit unto you. I submit unto you. I submit unto you. Come for me. Come for me, Lord. Come for me again. Jesus, come for me. My Father, come for me. I need an encounter, oh God. I need a touch in my life. Touch me once again. Touch me once again. Touch me once again. I don't want to start, oh God, as a disciple. I end up as a Thomas. I don't want to start as a disciple. If Father is a disciple of Jesus, I end up as James. No, or as Ezekiel. Father, King of glory. Oh Lord. Man shekele kayana. Ekatale pranato se kayana. Almighty Father, come for me. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. We're going to pray and say, God, whatever in me that will hinder me from having an encounter with you, let them be uprooted out. Let them be removed. Whatever character, whatever nature in me, is it nature of sin, nature of lust, nature of fornication, nature of lies, nature of stubbornness, of anger, of malice, what of biting, of gossiping, whatever nature in me, oh God, that will hinder me from having an encounter with you, Lord, let it be taken away, let it be removed, let it be chiseled out, let it be cut off in the name of Christ. Open your mouth and pray. Yes, Lord, whatever nature in me, oh God, that will hinder me from having an encounter, is the nature of nurse, is the nature of, oh God, of lying, of stubbornness, of wickedness, of, oh God, of cheating. Whatever nature in me, oh God, that will hinder me from having an encounter, Lord, my Father, Jesus of Nazareth, take it away. 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 Open your mouth and pray. Baba, work on me. Lord, circumcise me. Lord, work on me, oh God. Father, work on me. 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 Aha. Yes. Is it doubt? Is it unbelief? Yes. Whatever that will hinder me from having an encounter, it takes God's mercy for God to come for Thomas again. It takes God's mercy. Maybe at that moment, Thomas begin to doubt. Maybe doubt have already entered the heart of Thomas that make him to go out. All that were inside the house, they were in fear, but Thomas went out. He went to go and stroll. He went to go and visit one person or the other. But thank God that he repented. The mercy of God locate him again. The mercy of God locate him again. And say, Father, Lord Jesus, whatever in me, O God, that will cause me to miss out of your encounter, that will cause me to miss out of your encounter, Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. Lord, have mercy on me. Oh, mighty Father, and take it away. And take it away. And take it away, 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 and take it away. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and talk to God. 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 Lord, whatever in me, O God, every nature in me, nature of sin, nature of, maybe the nature you inherit from your father, maybe the nature you inherit from your father, that is entering your encounter. Oh God, let me take it away. Lord, take it away. Lord, take it away. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. He touched me. He touched me. I know. The joy that filled my soul. Something happened, and now I don't. He touched me and make me whole. Jesus touched me.
He touched me. He touched me.
Oh yes.
And Lord, what joy that fills my soul. Something happened, and I know He touched me and made me whole.
Jesus touched me.
He touched me, and God, what joy that fills my soul. Something happened, and now I know.
Look unto Jesus.
Jesus.
Look unto Him. Yes.
And Lord,
it's coming for you. It's coming for you. It's coming for you now. It's coming. say, touch me. It touch me. I know that God has made my soul. Something happened, and I know it touched me and made me whole. Have you had an encounter with Jesus? Can you give vividly the testimony of your salvation? That I have an encounter with Jesus. I met with Jesus. And from that day, the Lord transformed my life. And my life never remained the same. Or maybe you have an encounter with Jesus. But now you are beginning to doubt like Thomas. The Lord is coming for you again. The Lord is coming for you again. If you can humble yourself unto Him. If you can ask Him for mercy tonight. You can ask God for mercy. Because many are in the church today. Without an encounter. Many are in the church today. They are still carrying their old nature in the church. No transformation. No change in their lives. There is no touch. There is no touch. There is no touch. The Lord is coming for you tonight. The Lord is coming for you tonight. The Lord is coming for you tonight. Look up to Him and say, Lord, here am I. Show me mercy. Show me mercy, Lord. Show me mercy, Lord. And touch me once again. Yes. You say, it's he that overcometh that will receive the crown of glory. He that overcometh. It's not he that started. It's he that overcometh. The Lord is coming for you. Yes. Holy Spirit, here am I tonight. Touch me once again. Come for me once again. Come for me once again. Ah! Jesus. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Brethren, we are in a generation where people are looking for men of God. Nobody is bothering about having an encounter with God. They are looking for men of God. They are not looking for the God that those men call upon. They are not saying this is what the Bible says or this is what the Lord told me. What they are confessing is what Papa said. What Papa say has become the modem of their life. It's not what the Bible says. Tonight, as you look up to God for mercy and for restoration, the Lord will restore you. The Lord will visit you once again. There will be a transformation in your life. You will have an encounter with Him. The encounter that you will not recover from easily. In the name of Jesus. Almighty Father, tonight, here we are. Lift your hands unto the Lord and receive grace from Him. Yes, the grace to be able to endure to the end. Almighty Father, tonight, we have come unto Thee. Lord, many of us have begun to doubt like Thomas. They were disciples, but because of the events of life, doubt has entered their hearts. Lord, tonight, we have surrendered unto You. We have asked, oh God, that by Your mercy, that You will restore us back. By Your mercy, Lord, You will restore us back. In the name of Jesus, by Your mercy, You will call for us again. Lord, You will touch us once again. In the name of Jesus. Almighty Father, take away every doubt. Take away every doubt. Take away every weakness. Take away whatever nature that will hinder our encounter with You. Let it be out of our lives in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, help us to stand to the end. The things of this earth, the food, the raiment, What to eat, what to drink will not take us from you. Lord, will not hinder our encounter. In the name of Jesus, strengthen us, O God, and cause your blessing to flow in our lives. Thank you, everlasting Father, because I know you have answered. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray.